My name is John Erling, and today's date is October 20th, 2011. Marina, would you state your full name, please?
Marina Ann Medavellis.
Your date of birth and your present age?
March 25th, 24, and I'm 87 years old.
Where are we recording this interview?
We are recording in the Heritage Center at Northeast Campus of Tulsa Community College.
What is your title here?
Director of the Heritage Center, which is the college historic collection.
Where were you born?
I was born in Wichita, Kansas.
Your mother's name, maiden name?
Mother's maiden name is Anna Elaine Palmadon. She was born in Turkey.
How did she make her way to the United States?
She and her baby sister came as French tourists because her brother was here in the States and didn't want them coming through Ellis Island as immigrants.
Why?
Because they did not know English, for one thing. They had just gone through the 1918 influenza. They had just lost their mother, their older sister, and her little twin girls because they were living in Piraeus, which is the port of Athens, Greece. And because her brother Nicholas was here, he was telling my future father, I can't bring my sisters here and have them come through Ellis Island. It will just scare them to death. How can I get them over here? So my father said, we'll go see a lawyer and see if he can work out a solution for your problem. My father was a friend of Harry Truman, and Harry Truman at the time was attending the University of Kansas City along with my father. My father was taking small business classes, and Truman was taking political science because he was going to go into politics. But Nicholas paid a judge $500 to get a permit to have his two sisters come as tourists on a French ship. I have their passports. They're all in French. And that's how they got their Social Security benefits and all, because I took their passports to the bank and translated the French so they would know their names and birth dates and all. And that's how they got their Social Security.
Your father's name?
His name was Augustus Kochbein. And because the KKK was throwing bricks through his store window in Wichita, he went to court and had his name changed to a Greek name because his family had settled in Corinth, Greece for years and years because they were all agrarians from northern Germany and they wanted to farm. The homes there are built up in the mountains because they farm down in the valleys. They graduate from high school and they're 15. And there was an uncle who had been going to America and coming back and getting the young boys and bringing them to America to learn business and how to have vocations and not be goat farmers back in Greece. So Dad changed his name. He had to have not a German name, so he changed it to Constantine. It was Augustus. They called him Gus. But he changed it to Constantine. And instead of Blaufus, it was Balafus, B-A-L-A-F-A-S, so it didn't have the German name. There were two families that migrated from Germany to Greece, settled in Corinth. One was the Kochbein family, and the other one was the Blaufus family.
So was he of Greek descent?
Well, yes, because they settled in Greece, so they were marrying Greek girls, and his mother was a Greek lady. Grandmother was a Greek lady.
How did he come here to the United States?
He came as an immigrant in 1905, and he was only about 17 years old when he came.
What did your father do for a living in Wichita?
He settled in Kansas City because that's where Uncle Mike Konomlis was bringing all the boys from the villages, and he learned a trade. He became a shoe repairman. He said, I'm Gus the Cobbler.